This is an opportunity for federal workers throughout the federal government to give their best ideas on how we could save money and make government more efficient. And it comes from a belief the president has, which is almost always the best ideas come from the front lines, people who are out there doing the work and who are, in many, almost all cases, far outside the beltway and are interacting with Americans. And they really have the real-life experiences tell us where we can be delivering better service at a better price.
Now, this year's awards, they've been on the street now for some time. How many ideas did you harvest so far?
Well, this year is a little different. We have, which I'll explain, so more than 18,000 ideas were submitted. And this year we changed the contest to make it even more participatory. So 18,000 ideas were submitted, more than 164,000 votes were cast, so workers can get on and go through and rate and vote for ideas that they liked. And then we also got more than 13,000 comments on many of those ideas as well.
How does that compare to last year?
Well, last year we only took ideas. We had more than 38,000 ideas last year. So what we believe is what happened is that a lot of people who perhaps saw their idea already up there, decided not to put their idea in, and also by creating other avenues for people to participate, you know, would lead to fewer numbers, which actually in some ways is a good thing, as it gets more people involved. At the same time, it also makes it easier to review ideas because you have fewer duplicates.
And how on earth do you manage to cull through 18,000 ideas?
Well, that's where the voting helps. I mean, this idea of crowdsourcing it, where we're able to use the power of the crowd, of everyone there, with randomly generated ideas coming up, more people being able to see them and vote. And so what we're going to do is take, roughly the top half, anything of ideas that got votes, and then what we do is we then put them through a screen through the OMB staff, who are the experts in individual areas and departments. And then from there, there's a rating system that goes, that they do, and then it goes back to a, we can winnow it down from there, and then we winnow it down to a final four or so, which we then will put back out to vote for the entire American public, not just federal workers. And then whoever wins that, that vote will end up being the SAVE Award winner for the year.
And how do you make sure nobody cheats and spams the votes or uses some sort of weird botnet or something to...
Right. Well, we have each to participate, you have to provide an email account with a government domain, and then you had to click a verification link, and only one account was allowed per address. In addition, there's other spam detection programs that are built into our software as well.
Now, last year, you had some pretty interesting winners. Can you review for us what the top one was last year?
Last year, the winning idea was from a woman named Nancy Fichtner from from Loma, Colorado. And she actually, I think, works in maybe the smallest VA hospital in the entire VA system. And what she was noticing was that there were unused medications that were given to patients. Or there was medications were given to patients, not prescriptions, but sort of your things that people would need in the hospital. Maybe they forgot an asthma inhaler, or they needed some kind of cream or Tylenol or something like that. And once they used it once and the patient was discharged, that medication was being thrown out. And she said, there must be a way that we could just give them the medication so we're not wasting this. And so that was the winning idea, and the VA is doing a careful assessment of it, and they're nearly completed their phase one of their plan to be able to create a labeling system for these type of medications, and we believe it could save, over 5 years, about $14.5 million.
Ken Baer is the Associate Director for Strategic Planning and Communications at the Office of Management and Budget. We're talking about the SAVE Award ideas, and give us a little information about what happens to the ideas that maybe don't win. I mean, just because your idea doesn't win the grand prize, does that mean it just dies?
No. This is, everybody's a winner in the SAVE Award. There's a couple things that happened. One was last year's that there's a whole group of ideas that we realized that came up again and again and again and again, and we realized were flagging things that in many cases were an instance that current federal policy just really wasn't being implemented or followed as carefully as it should. Things such as double-sided copying or making or seeing if the lights can turn off in federal buildings at night when people aren't there. And so we, so the OMB director sent a memo to agency heads reiterating a lot of these priorities and reminding people of those policies. So that was a whole group of people that had a huge impact that way. Then there was more than about 20 ideas, which also made their way right into the budget, which were really good ideas, not necessarily winners, and they were acted upon. One of which, for instance, was one of our finalists, but not a winner, was a woman, I believe, in Alabama who works with Social Security, who said, you know, I spend too much time on the phone with people actually just scheduling their appointments to come in. Why don't we enable them to make appointments online? Just like you could book a reservation for, you know, a table for dinner, you know, or you can book a ticket to go see a movie online. Why shouldn't you be able to make your appointment online? And that would then free up the workers' time to actually do casework and help people with real questions. And SSA is moving forward with that aggressively. There's also things, for instance, the Air Force identified through this, someone there came to us and said there seemed to be a way the Air Force was buying their cell phone plans. It didn't seem to be the most optimal way. And the Air Force, we sent that idea back to the Air Force, and they went ahead and they changed it, and they saved millions of dollars that way. So these ideas go back to the relevant agencies. Some of them go into the budget directly. Some of them inform the wider government beyond the agency the person's in.
Yeah, these awards sound kind of interesting. They're not really whistleblower things, but people who are intensely interested in helping improve agencies. Is that the impression you get?
Yeah, I'd say we rarely get a sense where someone says, yeah, you know, so and so two doors down from me is, you know, padding their expense sheet or something like that. It seems to be we don't get that type of thing. This is really, you know, while it's important that there are avenues for people to report those sort of abuses, what this is really looking at is sometimes, like in any organization, if you keep you just keep doing the same thing over and over again because it just takes over. That's how the process works. And sometimes we want to create this way for people at the front lines to kind of short-circuit any type of review process and say, go right to the White House and say, you know what, here's an idea where we could save money and we could really fast-track that.
And so where are we now in the process for this year? Are they
Right now we are we're not taking any more submissions, and we are dividing up the submissions to various divisions here at OMB for review. And that will actually take about a month for them to review that. And then we're looking in sometime in the middle of September, we'll have the voting on the final four or so finalists for the SAFE Award.
And why is it important to do it this way? Why is it important to put it out to the public and have them make the suggestions and vote on it? And all? Why is it important to do it that way?
Well, we like to be very transparent, and we also like to see, believe that this get people involved and make them feel like, first, for the federal workers being involved, you know, we feel the federal workforce should be involved and be involved in helping, run the organization and where they work and giving us not only their ideas, but using their knowledge to vote on ideas and saying this is a good idea or not. So it's a way of being efficiently using the brain power of 2 million workers as opposed to just, 20 experts sitting somewhere in a building here in Washington. About giving the letting the public vote on ideas, I think it's just a way of also opening up the process of governing to more Americans, and that's just been a big priority in this administration.